Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Show off that new banner up top, baby. Y'all ready? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Curry, away from a Looney screen, changes direction, takes a 17-footer, got fouled, it's good, and he's going to go on the line. He put on the brakes, knowing Schroeder was chasing from behind off the screen, and Schroeder with just enough contact, and Curry has a chance for a three-point play. 6.8 to go. Curry trapped, and will run it out in the corner, and they'll let him run it out, and the ball game is over. So on a night where the Golden State Warriors unveil their third banner in the last 4 years, the Warriors have to grind out a win against a very determined and gritty Oklahoma City squad. Final score 108-100.
Hey, welcome back here to 7 o'clock hour. Boy, what a great night if you like sports and you needed a serious junkie fix. A little bit of everything, the Red Sox over the Astros, the Dodgers win last night. Golden State and Boston open up the NBA season. They both win. Good chance they'll see each other in the finals. Isn't that funny? You're just jumping ahead. Whatever the date is today, we haven't even gotten to Halloween yet, and we're already talking about what it's going to look like in June.
We're 2 weeks away from Halloween, and we're already talking about the preview. All right, so listen. So they got their rings last night, by the way, which are pretty amazing. Also, I got to show you the picture coming up, and maybe we'll try to post the little video of it on our Twitter page. Reversible rings with diamonds and sapphires in it. You could take the front piece of the ring off, and you could flip it around where it's a more gaudier ring on the other side. Also,
so your ring can have like a zillion different looks.
You take it out, there's something engraved inside, this and that, everything. But the NBA is back. And we were talking about it yesterday a little bit, and I heard some other national radio shows talking about better theme songs for sports. And Monday Night Football obviously came up as one of the best theme song ever for sports. But remember, and you used to be on that network, the NBA on NBC. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, like that song. One of the most iconic ones. There was actually a remix made to it that I wanted you to hear. Thank you, Kawhi Leonard, for that.
That guy may never talk to the media ever again. He's like, really? So now you guys, I come out, try to show a little personality for the first time.
He laughs, and it is the most iconic laugh we've heard in a long time. That makes me laugh every time.
It is crazy. That is nuts.
Well done to the person that made that remix on the World Wide Web yesterday.
So, yeah, we got all this stuff going on, and amazingly, so you always look at the headlines of sports, I do, to see, and you want to make sure you're not missing anything. And, of course, with all these sports going on, and then up there is Derek Jeter removing sculpture for the Marlins. And then you see some of the comments. And I was like, really? The only thing we have left is that piece of art. Like,
what?
How many games are you going to? Are you one of the 9,000 people that go, first of all? And second of all, for me, goodbye. Take care. You're being nice putting it outside. By the way, if they don't put security around it, you won't recognize it after about 3 weeks anyway.
Give it a month.
Can you imagine that, DQ? What do you think that's going to look like, DQ? In about 3 or 4 weeks of being outside.
Not good.
That thing's getting painted up.
Little Havana, not good.
Yeah.
Saw
told
that.
You, one of those fish gonna have a little wiener drawn on it. Something's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, no,
they should charge. Start lining up fans. Charge $5 a swing and give them a bat and just have fans destroy it.
At that, that's it.
That's a way to make money.
Was it $2.5 million? That's what it cost.
Yeah, $2.5 million was the cost of it for
get the 9,000 season ticket holders or the people there at all the games and have a little poll. What do you want to do with that sculpture? Do you want to keep it? What do you want to do with it? I think if you really want to get the true answer, because all of the gas bags here that are either texting in or us talking about it that don't go to a lot of the games, give the 9,000 season ticket holders their voice. Well, what do you want to do with this thing?
Their voice is not going to be heard because that sucker's going outside. And they got it done, and that's where it should be. And I'm being nice. The ghost of Jeffrey Loria, for me, is gone. This is great news. The fact that I know he likes that piece of art so much and is so pissed off about this, it makes my day that they're sticking it to him after he stuck it to Dade County. Owed him a little bit of money, and he's finding all these BS ways to go around it so he doesn't have to pay a dime. After you get $1.1 billion on this sale, you really are a piece of crap.
Too quick.
Jeffrey Loria, you are the biggest piece of crap. You'll always be known as the worst owner. Not in South Florida. You'll be known as the worst owner in sports. You'll be up right up there with any guy that was a racist or anybody else. You big loser. You take your young little secretary wife and get your ass out of here. Never come back. People don't like you. And your art sucks.
Quick text real quick. People were mad when they told Jeter in the beginning that he wasn't allowed to remove it, and now they're bitching after moving it. Let this sink in. The Green Monster is 37 feet high. Marlin sculpture is 73 feet high. The difference is the Green Monster has a purpose. And another funny one, that $2.5 million could have gone to more pitching, you ass clown. That's what someone wrote in. I agree with that also. By the way, quickly, time for your chance to win $1,000, the 560 WQM $1,000 touchdown contest, your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word travel. We like when Jeffrey Loria traveled out of here. Text travel.
Hopefully to France.
To outer space. Text the word travel to 72881 and you're registered. That's travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour, WQM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get the Gunther. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Travel, the 7 a.m. code word.
The the other thing was the Nick Boza, the injury and his after his operation is pulled out of Ohio State and said he's going to get himself ready for the draft, especially, I don't know if he's going to be the first pick, the second pick, the third pick. He's expected to be one of them as a pass rusher on the outside and a real good one. Hell, I think he had 4 sacks in short period of time he played this year for Ohio State. But we got a list of guys. There's been a lot of guys that have been injured for playing in bowl games. Going back to the original, goes back to UM, by the way, and a guy that was expected to be a top 10 pick in the draft. Was that Melvin Bratton, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
Never got his knee back. And then you move on to some guys, and then you just recently have had healthy guys skip small bowl games, which, by the way, I got no problem with the guy skipping. I guess the only debate you have, if you're healthy and you decide to skip and you're in the playoffs.
Okay, that's a different story probably, right?
Well, it's same thing.
You have a chance to win a national championship, though?
A game, but, you know, and guys, we're probably going to have a guy at some point not play in it to be consistent. And if guy says, hey, I'm the first overall pick, I've decided not to play in a semifinal game. You know,
he's going to get ripped for that.
He's going to get ripped.
But Derwin James last year, not playing in the Little Caesars, you know, Duty Bowl. You're upset by that?
Yeah, when they took the extra game just to get eligible.
Play Louisiana Monroe and paid them $600,000 just to get into a bowl. Or do you want to go out like Jalen Smith did, where he was going to be a top 10 pick in the draft, linebacker from Notre Dame, tears his LCL, his ACL, whatever it was in that game, all the CLs in there, and then boom, probably loses $20 million. Like,
he ended up being a second-round pick and sat the year out to get healthy, which, by the way, the way he's playing right now looked like a good move, but he He lost a lot of money up front.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I think it was a two-point. It says here in the article, Smith ended up signing a four-year deal with the Cowboys with a $2.9 million signing bonus. It's roughly worth $6.1 million overall. It's still, and in the article, and I still say the same thing, it's a solid amount of money. But if he had been taken, say, third in the draft or wherever it was, his contract total would have been close to $26 million. So you're probably losing $20 million bucks.
Right.
Now, that was a big game, too, that
By
he
the
got
way, there's
in.
A tight end, was it, for the
Jake Butt.
Michigan.
Yes.
Michigan tight end run down a side. He got hurt. In
second or third best tight end before that draft.
Yeah, he just got hurt again, too.
Yeah, he did. He tore his other knee in his other knee. Yeah.
At least he's getting paid now.
Yeah, but now it's a different story. The two examples people are going to use, and you brought it up, Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette. It was the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl and the Hyundai Bowl that they skipped.
Goodbye. Take care. Good luck. Go get them.
Both were top 10 guys, right? So, like, you're going to get mad at these guys after seeing what happened? I mean, come on. It's a business. This college is, it's a big business. That's why the college coaches like Urban Meyer get paid so much and Nick Saban gets paid so much. Derwin James, the first round pick, you wanted him to play in that Little Caesars Bowl or whatever it was that FSU played in last year. Really, he was going to make that big of a difference. What if he got hurt?
They weren't even really eligible
for the bowl. Of course
not. They did this. Played this last game.
Louisiana Monroe, Joe. They paid a team to come down to beat them handily to get the sixth win of the season.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care if you're a black player or a white player. It has
nothing to do with race.
I really don't. I've been pretty good through the last 25 years of not looking at color when we talk about these young players and issues that pop up. But that one and the way the money given to college football now that these conferences are getting and what, I mean, some of these are money making machines. Some of these football programs, Texas and Michigan and Ohio State, generating big, big dollars. I don't think they're ever going to pay guys completely. I just don't think it'll ever happen. There's a lot of reasons for it. One of them is if you pay the football players, you got to pay everybody else on scholarship.
Of course, yeah.
Girls are going to want to get paid for their sports, basketball players, baseball players.
Tennis, everybody.
You name it. Wait a minute. Let's split this up, man. So,
and how do you do it?
And you know, football is going, we generate the money. Shut up. Ours is different. I understand it's just going to be tough to do. But it is really interesting to see. But if you're injured, and you're already injured, we're not talking about a healthy guy that's going, hey, I got one more game, but I'm going to skip it. We're talking about a guy that's already had a surgery. I think they said September 20th had a surgery and just decided, hey, it's going to be close. If I can come back and play, I'm flipping over to play pros. I'm getting ready.
It's a business move. Chance
to be the first overall pick. I guess some of the people have Nick Bosa as the first overall pick in the draft. His brother was the third pick.
That's right.
And then on top of that, if your family, you're sitting there as the youngest and you've seen how many times your dad was hurt, when John played and hurt his knee and never really got right. And then you look at Joey, who's injured right. I don't think he's played yet this year. And you're sitting there as the third first-round pick, actually fourth first-round pick of your family, because your uncle was first-round pick.
Oof, yeah.
So you start looking at that going, yeah, I'm done.
I just think it's a good business move for him, and I'm okay with that. The colleges wouldn't think twice about doing something that's better for them. So why wouldn't a player do something?
Well, I don't want to make it sound like, hey, I know you're a little nicked up, but I need you to play in this game. Don't worry about your NFL career. Give me one, will you? I mean, I don't think the coaches do that. By the way, Urban Meyer handled it great. His comments, the Boses have been good to Ohio State.
Yeah, we have the comments from Urban Meyer.
We love Nick. He's the Bosa family's been obviously awesome for Ohio State in the program. Nick is a first-class guy. He's very strong in his faith. He's very strong and academically, so it was very emotional.
Were you surprised at all that was ultimately his choice to not come back?
I was hopeful, like all of us were, but I can't say I was that surprised. Yeah, if the question is, would you like to continue to have talented guys? Of course so. I just, I certainly understand, and we support, especially when you're talking about two high character, classy people like the two names you just mentioned, Nick and Denzel. So it's just something you got to deal with and move forward, just like early entries to the draft. It happens, and you got to go.
All right, that was Urban. We got to go to break here. A lot more stuff to get to here as we continue on here on the show. Busy night in sports.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yes, sir. We got Ira Winderman going to join us coming up at 7:40. We'll check in on the opener tonight for the Miami Heat in Orlando. Got a lot of guys banged up. We'll get an idea, though, what it's going to look like. And everything else is, you got a chance to see the top dogs last night, Boston and Philly. And Boston looked really, really good. Jason Tatum just continued where he left off. And
he's hot
throughout
the playoffs.
Right now, he is. You can see he's worked really hard on his game. And it's just a matter of that coach getting all those guys playing time, but they might be the deepest team. I'm not saying their top is as good as Golden State.
No, but I think you're right.
The deepest team in basketball, though.
Look who comes off the bench for
them. 1-9. My God, how many of those players in Miami Heat like to have?
Ooh,
how many guys are they going down and go, we'll take him.
Yep.
We'll take him.
Yep.
Yeah, and just keeps going.
Rozier, Smart, Morris comes off the bench.
Those are all guys who are a big part of their playoffs last year.
They go 8-9 deep, and they don't like how we talk about the Heat sometimes back in the past when they had, like, the 8-man rotation during the regular season. Then it gets to about 6 or 7, you know, when you get to the playoffs. This Boston rotation, whatever it is you see here today, outside of somebody getting injured, is the same rotation you're going to see if they make it to the finals. That's just the difference.
And if they have a couple guys get banged up, They're going to be fine. By the way, the other thing, these political ads that are running all over everything. I mean, you can't miss them because they're bleeding into sport. They're anywhere there's a show. I never realized everybody running for political office, any job at all, locally, statewide, or anything else, is such a scumball and a crook. And they run them even back-to-back on some of the stages. Like, one will be how great the guy is and show him a picture of the family and out there looking at the nasty water and red tide and blue tide and green tide and everything and going, man, what a great family man this guy. And the next one's got a picture. I'm like, he just got arrested. This scumball, you wouldn't vote for this guy. This guy's out to put – this guy should be in prison. And I'm like, jeez.
Joe Rose is the right man for the job. Joe Rose has done plenty for the community. Vote for Joe Rose. Next ad. Joe Rose hates puppies.
Yeah.
Joe Rose wants to burn your house down. Joe Rose hates puppies.
For everybody over 60 years old. Why would you vote for this man? I just.
The only people happy right now are the ad executives that have to, that are selling advertisements for TV and radio.
Oh, no. The
because
people
they're making a ton of money right now.
The people making
these
money. Oh, no. All the TV stations and radio stations are going, thank you, sir. May I have another?
I told Hollywood. I was listening to coming home from a watch party for the Hurricanes a couple weeks back, and it's right after Josie goes, all right, that's the final call here, and the Hurricanes win 23-17.
Donna Shalala ruined UM football.
Donna
Shalala hates your mom. It's like, oh, my God. What happened?
God, it just got...
It gets nasty. You're right. It's funny you bring that up because when it happens, when you see the ads on TV and radio, that's all you see. There's no more McDonald's commercials or Comcast commercials. They're all gone. It's all, Donna Shalala hates your family. Donna Shalala will kill Miami. Then the next ad afterwards, Donna Shalala's going to do a lot for the community if she's a... It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and sometimes they run them back to back.
Yes. It's because all the advertising, that's all it is right now.
It's a real crap show, man.
Yep. That's the world we live in. You know that, right? The more hate, the better. That's the world we live in. It's not just I endorse Joe Rose because of what he's done for the community. It's I hate Joe Rose because he kicked a dog once.
How about the frozen pictures they get of this worst look on a guy's face?
Like the mugshot
picture.
They
do a mugshot. Would you vote for this man? This is how he voted last time.
That's it.
Like, God. This guy cheated on his wife and has 7 girlfriends.
That's right.
Is this what you want, South Florida?
This is who you will vote in on November 6th or whatever it is.
They are brutal.
I love it. I think it's funny. Because that's all that's going on right now. You turn on the TV, you turn on radio. We go to a commercial break. CBS in the morning after Joe Rose does his sports thing goes to break. But the one that hits me the worst, that Donna Shalala one.
Well, that's just because it's here running during the UM games.
During the UM broadcast.
We just remind all UM football fans out there driving home, Donna Shalala, there's a reason
ruined
you're on
UM
probation.
Football. She took money from Nevin Shapiro.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Donna Shalala even dated him for a while. Like, jeez, man. God.
It's so funny you bring that up because you can listen. It's not just our station. It's not any of the seven stations here in the cluster. It's not just on one TV station. That is it right now.
It reminded me because I was thinking for a split second. I was dead serious about running for mayor. I just thought it'd be cool to do. And my wife reminded me.
You know, they do background checks, Joe.
Everything you've done, you'd be the easiest guy in the world to run ads against. Even in a going for mayor, it would be.
Joe, I love you to death. I've been with you a long time.
It'd be real sleazy.
Do you realize what the commercial would sound like?
I know Joe Rose played for the Miami Dolphins at one point, and he was a good man in the community. But let's look back at the 80s. Do you remember Joe Rose from the nightclubs in the 80s? Do you remember Joe Rose talking on his radio show about doing drugs? Is this who you want as your mayor?
Wow.
That's what's going to happen. Then there's going to be another one that says, Joe Rose is going to be great for our community.
Yeah.
Joe Rose is a great person.
I just come out, like, if I had one of those debates with somebody else, I'd just come out before if I knew they're going to blast me and just blast myself.
You might as well. Take the different approach.
Go,
you know what? Maybe you should run.
I go, this is about second chances. In some cases with me, third chances. Yeah, I mean, it's
brutal. But you know what's going to end up happening right after you do that.
You wouldn't run. You just don't.
You just ran your spot. You know, it's about a second chance or third chance. And then you're opposing a,
he wants a second chance. He wants a third chance. Why not a fourth and fifth? Joe Rose is a bad guy in the 80s, and he'll be a bad guy today.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's what's going to end up happening.
It's brutal.
Someone's going to kill. Joe, Donna Shalala ruined UM football. That was right after the final call of the Canes game.
Yeah. No, it's
I'm glad you brought
that up. I will tell
you
what, there's a lot of money out there because they are running nonstop. How much long? I went, jeez, when is these elections coming?
In November.
Oh, my God.
You got another half a month or month of this stuff.
Man.
Someone just texted and Joe, actually it was Laz and Cutler, it's
Joe Rose put the D in divorce.
Like, that's what's going to end up happening.
That's my line.
Yeah.
No, jeez.
Nobody gives a bleep about Donna Shalala ruining UM football until she's running for office.
Yeah, right.
Laz is texting all the three. He's like, he's right. You listen to all this, and you're thinking to yourself, like, where was this 5 years ago?
Do people – I always wonder this. This is the one I don't – because I know a lot of people follow parties, so it doesn't matter. But how many people go, yep, honey, did you see that? That's why I'm not voting for him. That ad hit it right on the head.
Now
right?
People are texting in stuff about Joe Rose.
Joe Rose sold himself for a bar mitzvah. Is that the kind of man you want running your city?
God, that stop. You're right. It's bad. I got a list of things I'm not proud of. But who's ever going to come out in politics and say, I've got a lot of things I'm not proud of that have been brought out? They're all true. What's being said about me?
I want to see that,
and
though.
I'm to the point that I'm thinking about getting out of this race right now. I am, because I am a long way from perfect. I've done things. I've shattered the Ten Commandments. Can you? I mean, just
here's
anyway.
Another one. Donna Shalala, you can't vote for the person that hired Al Golden.
Come on. The text line is now being flooded for all this. Yeah, is this unbelievable? Oh,
didn't we all love Donna Shalala when she was going after the NCAA after the
of
whole
course.
Thing?
Remember, she stood
no,
up. And
I
got to
tell you, a lot of people don't like Donna Shalala, and I can tell you why because I've dealt with it. I happen to get along with her great, but there are a lot of UM fans that don't like her because they blame her that we weren't able to get a lot of athletes in that she blocked it because of. Academic standards, I'm trying to think of a nice way to put it.
That's good. Yeah.
Not good enough grades. And they were able to get in other schools really good players and told the coaches, no, I won't get him in.
You're getting a ringing endorsement from a doctor out there. Joe would be perfect for office. I'm a doctor. I'd vote for him.
Thanks, Doc.
Joe, here's another one on the other side of it. See, every time I read a positive one, you have to be fair. You got to read a negative one. Joe Rose, slogan, cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Yeah, a lot of the ones.
Can't vote for Joey. Never made it to the Pro Bowl. That's what's going on here.
I'd like to bring my mediocre career to our community. Because our community will stay the same. I know about being average.
Joe Rose, Dan Marino, 2020. That's what people are sending in now. There you go.
All right, man, we're done. We're done.
That's hysterical. I'm so happy you brought that up because that's so funny. It's all that you see on commercials. Then someone just ripped me, by the way. It's not funny what's happening in America. These commercial ads campaigns are not funny. It's a signal of the death of the spiral of our democracy. Well, sir, they pay for it.
Somebody's listening to our show that's that serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
jeez,
sir.
How the hell did you find us?
Yeah. I mean, listen, thank you for listening, but you obviously haven't listened very long. You hear what goes on here in a normal 4 hours?
Those ads.
Someone says you should see the ads in North Carolina. They're hilarious. Little Johnny lives at home with his parents. You don't want him to run the state, do you?
Like this yeah. They are vicious, man.
Joe Rose. Vote for Joe Rose. He's been partying in our city for over 35 years.
That'd be good for the nightclub industry. Right. Although I've gotten older now. I'm a lot more mature. Hey, by the way, we got to go to break here, man. We got Ira Winderman going to join us. We're jumping into Ira time right now. We got to check in with
He's upset. He's not voting for
tip
you
tip-off for the opener tonight in Orlando.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Ira Winderman going to join us here in a second, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We don't have better music to bring Ira into. Q, give me some better music to bring Kyle.
No, we got to get going. You want to bring in music? We're already late. We got to get going. We got a game tonight,
but it's the NBA. It's all this. We need some real, like, NBA music for today.
All right. Listen, see.
Now you can bring in Ira.
Ira, good morning, man. How you doing?
I am doing good. Getting ready for game one of 82, and the marathon has begun.
All right. It looks like we'll start with the injury bug. Waiters Johnson out tonight. Ellington, Winslow, both out most likely?
Yeah, Joe, I mean, you want to get started without Johnson and Waiters, who are out from off-season surgeries, or Dion from last-season surgery. That's 40% of your starting lineup. You certainly can make an argument with Justice Winslow, could have been a starter. You could be without 60% of your starting lineup, plus Ellington basically is a sixth man for what they gave him this offseason with his contract. So this is not the full Miami Heat, and this is a concern because, as our Panthers have shown in other teams, a bad start sometimes creates real problems. So this is not how the Heat wanted to begin the season.
All right, so give me what's the starting five for tonight.
You know what? And it's funny because I'm going to ask Eric Spoelstra that at the shoot-around at 11 in the morning. He's not going to answer. I'm going to ask him at the pregame media session at 6 o'clock. He's not going to answer. And at about 5 minutes before the game, at about 6:55, the Heat will announce it. I think it's going to be Whiteside, Olynyk, Josh Richardson, Rodney Magruder, and Goran Dragic. I think they're going to try the big lineup as much as they can to start the season with James Johnson out, because it is the only way to get the minutes that Hassan Whiteside, Kelly Olynyk, and Bam Adebayo deserve. Once James Johnson comes back, we're going to see a second reiteration of this team, and that's how it's going to play out all year. I still don't know how they're going to make three centers work in today's small ball NBA.
All right, and before we get into the rest and the growth and having the same group of guys together and then the growth of the young players getting better, that's how this team's going to get better. Let's talk about Jimmy Butler. I still think – I mean, he's still out there. It's still going to –
traded.
Yeah, so does he end up in this Heat uniform, in your opinion?
He ends up somewhere, and it's very interesting. The owner got involved yesterday. He spoke to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Sid Hartman's been a columnist there forever. He's well into his 90s now. Glenn Taylor gave an interview saying, the owner of the Timberwolves, look, we know we have to trade Jimmy Butler. He has told me, he has told us he's not signing after the season. We need to get, and I like this quote, a couple of young players. Well, the Heat have that to offer. It might not have been in the latest offer of Olynyk, Josh Richardson, and a first-round pick. There is another offer that's possible now because of the weird way that it works with Justice Winslow's new contract. So, again, I put you guys on the spot with this trade speculation now for 3 weeks, and I'm going to do it one final time before the openers. I'm not saying I would do this. Maybe you can ask me if I would, but you can make the math work right now with Josh Richardson and Justice Winslow for Jimmy Butler. Nothing else involved. Would you do it?
I'll let you answer first.
Yes.
Okay.
I say no.
See, I'm more with Zach because that depletes the youth pipeline to the degree that when you go out and you're in 2020 with Jimmy Butler as your beta to try to attract an alpha, maybe Anthony Davis, you really have nothing else left in the cupboard with young players. You might lose a draft pick on that or you might not. That, to me, is where I pull back. If you're putting a Linick in there, I can deal with it. He's a little bit of an older player. Even if you were to put Bam in there, I can convince myself, okay, I still have Whiteside, I still have a Linick. But those two, to me, that's intriguing. And the way Glenn Taylor put it was, we need a couple of young pieces, and here's the deal. Both would be under guaranteed long-term contract. So if you trade for Richardson, he's in the first year of a four-year extension. Yeah. If you trade for Winslow, he's in the last year of the rookie scale plus three more years. That's what a team like Minnesota needs. No free agents ever go to Minnesota in free agency. So they have to bring in players not only who are young and under contract, but will be guaranteed to stay for a while. So it gets more intriguing. The longer this thing goes on, the more I think Pat Riley is just itching to do something, because there's not a lot else for him to do out there. Maybe he's also trying to buy time to see how the kind of start his team gets off to.
Jimmy Butler's clearly the best player, right, of all these guys.
You know what? And they always say this, Joe. They say in the NBA, the team that wins a trade is the team that gets the best player. That when you only play five guys at a time, the other guys are ancillary anyway. If you get the best player in a trade, you've improved your team. So I can see that again. Let's look at lineup choices. If you make the deal I just said, which I'm not sure I would, but Joe already did, and you trade Winslow and you trade Richardson, you're probably starting with something like Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Jimmy Butler, Rodney Magruder, and Goran Dragic. Not too different from what you're going to see tonight anyway. That could make you a top four team in the East right now. That also gives you a chance in 2 years to go out and recruit with Jimmy Butler to say now we have the cap space of Tyler Johnson, of Goran Dragic, and of Hassan Whiteside. We can bring in another player to play with Jimmy. It would be a little bit intriguing. I think you could make that deal and this season not be at a huge net loss.
All right, so with that said, we both basically said no to that trade, but in today's landscape of the NBA, do you have to make a trade like that so you can go forward in a couple of years and have that guy on your team? Because, like you said, I don't know if the guys that are here on this roster right now are going to be enough bait to get one of those guys to come here and sign a big contract.
Well, here's the thing is, Jimmy Butler at one point was Josh Richardson. There was no expectation when Jimmy Butler went with his late draft pick that he would be a guy to lure other stars. So do you say to yourself, hey, in 2 years, if we can make one of these guys a stud, Josh Richardson or Justice Winslow, we could be in the same place to recruit free agents that you want to play with. Look, it's not going to be like Dwayne Wade in 2010, who was 7 years into the process when you lured LeBron James and Chris Bosh. But that's the other thought. What do these players turn into? My thought is this. I think Josh Richardson has the chance to be star potential NBA All-Star. I'm not sure that Justice Winslow will ever be that player. I think Justice Winslow is going to be a very nice career contributor, sixth or seventh best player in your roster, which is fine for the money that they paid him, but might not necessarily lure someone else. So I think that's where the consternation is, and I wonder if the Heat are sitting back and thinking about this. Again, short term, if you sub in Jimmy Butler for Richardson and Winslow, I still think you could pull off at least the same type of season right now that's expected and probably something a little bit better.
Ira, where's Tyler Johnson fit into everything after below average preseason?
You know what, Joe? It's funny because that's the name I really have tried to avoid because I don't know. And here's the deal, and Joe, you've been on team, so maybe you can explain this also. We always hear coaches say this in training camp. It's a meritocracy. Jobs have to be earned. They won't be gifted. I'm going to play my best players, all of those cliches, okay? So come the preseason, not only does Rodney Magruder outplay Tyler Johnson, but Derrick Jones Jr. outplays Tyler Johnson. But you're paying Tyler Johnson $19 million a year. And Joe, you saw this in the NFL also. Do you really think the Heat, even Pat Riley, with all the autonomy he grants Eric Spoelstra, is going to sit there and feel comfortable if Eric Spoelstra doesn't play his $19 million player?
I think he's got to play best players. It's about winning games. You got to play your best players. And if those other guys are helping you win games, nobody's going to say a word about that guy sitting on the bench making all that money.
And so that's the thing, because I'm telling you, Joe, I can give you 11 players deep and not hit Tyler Johnson's name. And that's why tonight will be interesting. Because if it is the lineup that I said and you have a shooting guard option, you could start Tyler Johnson. You could start Derrick Jones Jr. You could start what I think is Rodney McGruder at the best preseason. If this is a meritocracy, if these last 3 weeks of camp in the preseason truly mattered, then Rodney McGruder won that job. Then he's the guy who should be starting in that position tonight in Orlando because you have Winslow and Richardson out. So I am curious how it plays out. But I got to tell you, once I start cycling through players and I get Dwayne Wade in there and I get Bam Adebayo in there and I get Derrick Jones Jr. in there, I'm really curious to see where Tyler Johnson fits in right now because it seems more than anything he fits out.
Ira, at one point, before we let you go, does Pat Riley just hang up the phone and not take the calls from Minnesota anymore?
Never. Okay. He never stopped taking calls.
All right.
Because you guys remember the Shaquille O'Neal deal, right? It was always one thing more. It was, okay, we want Lamar Odom. Okay, we want Lamar Odom, and we want Brian Grant. Okay, we want Lamar Odom, we want Brian Grant, we want a first-round pick. Oh, you know what? We want Caron Butler, too. And you keep saying to yourself, if you get that close to the finish line, and you're within two or three strides, do you let the pride of whatever you said to Tom Thibodeau get in the way? Do you let the whole thing of, no, that's it, we're done? Or do you sit there and listen? Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Adam Simon, Nick Harrison, their job is to always listen and to always be available to the possibility. So that's why I think the Butler thing doesn't end for the Heat. But I do think there's a good chance someone else now tries to swoop in because they know the Heat's close to the finish line, whether it's the Clippers possibly offering Tobias Harris, whether it's the Wizards possibly offering Otto Porter. I think what this does, and Glenn Taylor's comments do, is he's saying, look, that's it. This is a sealed bid auction. In the next day, 2 weeks, give me your best bid. I'm going to choose among them. So if you're Pat Riley and you know it's one more chance, your best bid, I'm curious what he puts in that envelope.
Ira Winderman, thank you for your time today. Thanks for getting up early, Ira. You're a
better
trooper, man.
Better music. Thank you, guys.
Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.